Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Well, God bless you. Welcome again. This is Doctrine of Truth. I'm your host, Bishop Poole. Happy to have you and you. Call a friend and tell a friend the Doctrine of Truth is on the air. I would desire always that you may you can have the biblical truth from a grassroots level. And what we desire to do, amen, is that all listeners call in and give a biblical experience so we can grow thereby. Excuse me. And the subject is church hurt. Church hurt. And we'll be taken from different scriptures, amen, and different people call in from their perspective and what they desire and how they feel about the subject. We'll pray now. Father, we thank you right now to stretch your hand of deliverance. Oh God, bind Satan's hand on every part. Lord, we know you are able to do everything but fail. Oh God, heal and deliver in the name of Jesus. Oh God, restore the faith, restore the health, restore the mind. Lord, you said in your word, according to one of your writers, God has not given us the spirit of fear, but give us power, love, and a sound mind. And Lord, we pray that this broadcast will help you and you and you, oh God, in the name of Jesus the Christ, we pray, amen, amen, amen. We're looking at the subject, as always, we try to, as well, you know, pray and be on the cutting edge of what's going on today, tomorrow, amen. God's word never fail. God's word, amen, will not come back void. The church still lives. Amen. We are in the church age of the book of Acts. We're in the church age. Amen. The Acts, this book is in the church, is still here on earth. Amen. And God still lives through his Holy Spirit and his Son, Jesus Christ. And those that accept him, amen, as their Lord and Savior, he comes and he live with them and be with them and guiding them through all truth. Jesus said he is the truth. Amen. Without Christ, there's no truth in people's lives. Amen. We thank God for the biblical written word, God written word. And you hear me express many times that you should search different Bibles and get the closest translations as much as possible. And one of the Bibles is recognized all over the world, the King James Bible, in all different languages. But we do have as well other credible books of the Bible written and translated. We have the King James and the new translations of the King James Study Bible. You also have the Amplified Bible. You also have the American Standard, and we also have the other translations that you may have that you base your relationship with. But we always go back and look at the Good News Bible, and you get your American Dictionary, Concordance, and where you can run the scriptures and get definition as well as pray, because the author of all the scriptures is written. Paul said in Timothy that the holy men writ the word of God as the Holy Spirit moved on them. The Holy Spirit moved on holy men, and they wrote the Bible. They wrote scriptures. Amen. So we're looking to start off this basis, to start off the scriptures as we go through. Some of you have scriptures, some of you have, amen, biblical experiences, and that's where we want to work at, amen. What had caused, maybe you have a friend, a relative, a cousin, an aunt, amen, they are floating through the land now, they maybe have relocated. And somehow, some way, they have come to conclusion, amen, that their churches are not, amen, going to help them anymore. And we want to examine that because they've been hurt by someone, somehow, amen, in the church. In the church. We're talking about the congregation. We have to identify now the church. On the biblical point, amen, is called the call out men and women that accepted Christ. The biblical definition is church. But those that come to the tabernacle is recognized as organization, membership, amen. And but we're talking about membership. We're talking about individuals, amen, that has felt that some way, somehow, somebody have offended them, some way, somehow, someone had said something, and they believe is that they're gonna look at all different churches and believe that it's not of God. It's not of God. But we want you to call a friend, tell a friend to call in and go to 1-855-236-2252 or 1-357-215-8816. Amen. And those of you who have computers, you can follow up on all these broadcasts. Amen. You can go to our website, www.jciministries.org. www.jciministries.org. And on our Facebook page, amen, as well as our website, you can go to media and click down. Amen. You'll find us on Facebook and on Sundays and different times we'll be youth streaming. And if you like what we're doing, then go down to the bottom of the page and click on donation. Amen. So we're here. And as well, if you want to recognize some of the programs that we went on last month, last year, just go through and listen to them, you can go on your computer. Amen. You can go to Blog Talk Radio / Bishop Poole, Doctrine of Truth, and you can pick up some broadcasts that we have already recorded. Amen. So those of you for the first time that coming on the page, amen, and this program will be here. We do not give out your name. We just only give out your area code and the last four digits. And once you press 1 on your phone, our technician will put you in and you express, amen, your opinion. We do not fight your opinion or your belief, amen, but we'll ask you to be kind of mindful of others that are in the studio. We thank God for the studio is full, amen. So we try to listen to everybody, give everybody that want to give a comment. Or you just might want to remain on the line and you can just push your phone to speaker and you can listen to all the broadcasts going through tonight or today, wherever you might be listening. Amen. We're talking about church hurt. Amen. We want to look at the book of Matthews. We're going to be reading at the 5th chapter. Amen. Jesus said, amen, prior to that, he said, upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail. Amen. So Jesus is the one that brought the church. Amen. God's Son is the one, amen, that built the teaching. There are many founders of organization, corporations, amen. They set forth their teaching. They set forth their guidelines, what their purpose are, what their missions are all about. And those that would like to follow them, amen, they will pick it up and become the disciples or followers of that organization or the institution. So Jesus is teaching here, the 5th chapter of Matthews, and we're going to read a portion here, then we're going to open up the studio to hear what you have to say as well. The 5th chapter of Matthews, Amen. And seeing the multitude, he went up into the mountain. And when he was set, his disciples came unto him. And he opened his mouth and taught them, saying, now, here we go. Teaching, taught, amen. The doctrines, amen, are set forth by a lot of institutions, and we say followers. If people like what the leader is saying, they find that this is their, for some reason, the future in what he is saying, amen, that can help them not only now here in this earth, but in the hereafter. Amen, amen. So we find Jesus here. He's teaching, amen. He preaches as well, but his disciples, but Jesus sat down and taught his disciples. Amen. You always want to get understanding. The Bible says, all I get and get some understanding, amen, of what's going on, amen, with this institution. So what we find, amen, Jesus here, he opened his mouth and he taught them, saying, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are they that which hunger and thirst after righteousness, they shall be filled. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Blessed are the pure in heart, for they shall see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, for they shall be called the children of God. Blessed are they which are persecuted for righteousness' sake, for there is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are ye when men shall revile you and persecute you and say all manner of evil against you falsely for my sake. Rejoice and be exceedingly glad, for there is a great reward in heaven, for so persecute they the prophets which were before you. All right, we're going to stop here. Amen. Persecution. Some have feel, maybe you feel that you was persecuted, amen, for living right, whatever it might be, whatever it might be, and you can come to the conclusion, amen, whatever it was, amen, that you've been hurt, amen. Remember, Jesus was teaching here. He said, blessed it. You know, we look up the word blessed and mean consecrated, amen, request divine favor on. Make one happy. Many of us, according to Paul was teaching Timothy, 1 Timothy, he say, tell all the brethren, amen, if you be a good minister of God, I'm paraphrasing now, amen, to pray over their food, because all the food that God made is good. Amen. So when you pray over your food, you consecrate your food, you bless your food. Amen. And many more, amen. You pray over children. Amen. You bless the children. So you're consecrating. Amen. Whatever. When you begin to pray or prophesy. So Jesus is saying here, blessed is you that's been persecuted. Amen. Blessed is you that have been evil spoken of or spoken about and gave you, you got a broken heart. Amen. You don't feel good about it. And for as you as a baby Christian, a babe in Christ, a mature person in Christ, you've been let down and you've been betrayed. Amen. You've been betrayed. And all of God's people have taken that class on betrayal. Amen. Judas taught that class when he was with Jesus. Amen. About the betrayal, how to be betrayed. And it doesn't feel good. It doesn't feel good. But you have to shake yourself off, get up. Amen. Let's move on. Let's move on. Thank God for the day. Thank God for the hour. Amen. You got your life and health and strength. Amen. And we're going to move on. We're going to move on. We want to read a portion here of a testimony. Amen. About hope. Amen, about hope and about the things that's going on. We have a testimony here. Where there's hope, there's life. Where there's hope, there is life. And this is from Maria Bunton. And it was the year January 1999 in Hampton, Virginia. Amen. She wrote this testimony, and I'm reading out of a book. Some of you have been following the broadcast of What Keep Me Standing by Denise Kimball. Amen. This lady, amen, one of the grandmothers, amen, and she has written this book concerning, amen, where there's hope, there's life, there's life. She's reading now. She's saying that at some point in life, you will be faced with crises that seem to overwhelm you. It will shake you to the core. A loved one dies, marriage crumbles, disease strikes, a child goes astray, or life savings are squandered. But this I know, unto each life, a little rain is going to fall. In June 1992, I was diagnosed with cancer. Following surgery, I faced months of chemotherapy. Each treatment lasted 4 hours and left me so weak. I needed assistance just to function. I lost my appetite as well as my weight. My hair came out in clumps. Being bald was the least of my worries. I had to learn to interject myself as a part of the treatment to keep my blood cells count up. To be honest, I didn't know if I was going to make it. When you come nose to nose with the Green Reaper, your entire outlook changed. Cancer is a harsh teacher. Suddenly you realize that as long as you are running from death, you're not really living. You realize you want to be here forever. And what follows is a fierce determination to squeeze every drop of juice on the moment that you have left. I had nearly given up on hope, but in my hour of need, the Lord spoke to me as he so often does, and I thought, this is not the end. What can cancer do? Cancer cannot control my outlook. Cancer cannot steal my faith. It cannot destroy my peace. It cannot erase my memories. It cannot invade my spirit. It cannot shatter my hope. Where there's hope, there's life, and I choose to live. Thank God to be able to wake up each morning and move under my own power. But if I didn't, my confidence could handle it. There's still hope. If not for me, then for someone else. I would instruct my doctors to give my eyes to the body, to the boy who cannot see, to give my ears to the little girl who cannot hear, to give my heart to the woman who has nothing but pain, and to give my kidneys to the child chained to dialysis. Regardless of your circumstances, you have so much of hope. For be steadfast, unmovable, unshakable, and guide these words. From Maria Bunton, this letter she wrote to her grandchildren in 1999 of January from Hampton, Virginia. Where there's hope, there's hope. The Bible says, faith is the substance of things hoped for. Amen. Hope. All right, we thank you for being here. We thank God. We want to be able to hear from so many that would like to say something. We have a studio full. Amen. With those of you that for the first time and those of you that have been here, you know how we operate. Amen. You just push one on your phone. Amen. And the instructor, our technician will put you in. Amen. All you have to say is I will give you area code and your last four digits. Amen. We have it right now. We have area code 561. The last four digits are 3664. God bless you. You're in the studio. God bless you. Area code 561. The last four digits are 3664. Amen. All right. All right. We might have a little technical problem here. Amen. 561-3664, the last four digits. Amen. All right. As we continue to move, amen, we thank God for our caller. We're having a problem there with that first caller. Amen. All right, we thank God for you. We're here for you. We're praying. Amen. All right, caller, you're on the air.
Bishop, can you hear me?
Yes, go right ahead. Yes. Uh-huh.
Okay. Maria made a profound statement when she said, "I choose to live."
Yes.
It's a choice that you're going to have to make in life. We all know that circumstances, crises, and certain situations happen. But in order to get through that, you have to be anchored into the heart of God. And you have to study his word and have that faith to be strong and to continue to move on and have people around you that's positive and going to feed you the word of God and encourage you and exhort you as what ministers are supposed to do. So I commend her for that statement because it's so profound. And in this day and age, people don't want to read. That's the problem. You got to spend time with Daddy and to know his character and everything about him. That's paramount in this day and age. There's no way around it. And nothing is easy in this world unless you have him to make it through these situations and circumstances.
All right, very good. Thank you very much. Amen. Amen. To set the foundation. Amen. You have to choose. Choose. Amen. Choose and be. Amen. Always communicating with God or Father. Okay, we're at 954 again. 954-4427. 954-4427.
Yes, amen. Good evening, Bishop. On a blessed broadcast and you and your wife, you know, I was looking at the subject tonight, church hurts. There's a whole lot of ways that I looked at you can go with that, church hurts. To a believer, church can hurt whenever you not being obedient to the word. And you know that the moment that you are being disobedient, because you know it's a painful thing to be without the word, and when you're not being obedient to the word, and you know the spirit is not with you, and that's going to hurt you, because you know that there is no life without the word, and as a believer, you have learned and to know that you have no life if you don't have the word. Being obedient to the word is the only way for you to live this life. Now, a non-believer, you're going to suffer the consequences of living in the world and not being a part of a church where he can be taught the word. But there are churches that are teaching different ways. But as a believer, we are responsible to try the word by studying it and meditating on the word. Anything that the church is teaching, we're to go home and do our homework to get into the very message that was preached to us and break it down word for word, scripture for scripture, and see, does it line up with scripture? You always lead off the call by saying that your reference is always the King James Bible, and that is your reference. That's the same thing with any believer in any church. You don't have to suffer the consequences of being hurt by church if you are taking whatever is being taught or spoken in the church and going home. Now, this is your part of doing of your faith, when you putting your faith to work then the works is that you go on whatever you were taught to go home and put the works to it by getting in the Word yourself, dissecting the message you heard, and see does it line up with the Word of God. And like you said so many times, using the King James Bible to see to the word that you just heard preached to you, does it line up with what's in the Word? And that way you won't be hurt, because you will know right away whether or not it's lining up with the Word of God. But this thing, right, church can go in many different directions. If you go home and do your work from whatever you hear, you won't be hurt by anything that's going on in the church.
All right, very good. As always, amen. This is a subject can go either way, amen. All right, area code 754, last four digits 7506, last four digits 7506. God bless you. You're on the air.
Hi, God bless you. I was just wanting to make a couple of comments. First of all, like the man said before, we have to know the word. And if you have been church hurt, we have to go back to the scripture. The Bible lets us know we must first follow peace with all men. We must know the word. So if we be offended or something happened, we have to what? Even forgive. The Bible said we have to forgive. So we got to know the word. So if we don't know the word, that's where a lot of problems come in, because we don't know the word.
All right. All right. Very good. Very good. Amen. Very good. All right. Thank God for the caller. We continue on. Amen. We want to give everybody a chance. Amen. That are listening wherever you might be. Amen. If you have a personal testimony, we're trying to give you a name, but we like to hear what you have to say. We always try to help one another. Amen. We have 954-4169. Oh, okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Good evening.
Go right ahead. Good evening.
God bless you. Wonderful topic about church hurt, and everything has been so lovely that has been said, and so helpful and a blessing. One thing that we have to understand, that the enemy wants people to understand something, that he'll pick something like church hurt and cause a person not to go forth and do the things of God. And what I'm trying to say is this: in life, you're going to have every kind of hurt, church hurt, work hurt, family hurt. You're going to go through offense on all these things. But it seems like when we get hurt or broken in the church, we want to walk away from the things of God, and he didn't hurt us. So what I'm trying to say is this, that it's impossible to go through life without having hurt, being offended, because we're dealing with people, regardless whether we're in the church, whether we're in our families, whether we're on a job. We can get so offended on a job, we don't walk away from that job because we need that job to pay our bills. But we pray and ask the Lord to give us strength to keep going on that job, to accomplish what we need on the job. And when we get hurt in the church, we don't do that. We don't, what we want to do, we get offended, yes, but we want to walk away from the service that God has put in our hands to do. And even though we might have been assigned to do something, but the point is, if you're not doing it for the Lord, you know, but if you're doing it for the Lord, don't walk away from it because you're broken. You do the same thing you do on the job. You go to God and ask for that divine healing within your heart. Because what happened, you know, even Jesus said that he came, that there will be offense. He came, there will be offense between mother and daughter, and, you know, families and stuff. He came because people are going to have a different view of things, and it's going to cause offense. Paul and Silas worked beautifully together until there came a division in the way they would do things. And so they separated, and they didn't do it together, but they continued to do the work of God. And this is all I'm trying to say. But we cannot avoid church hurt as long as, because we're going to be dealing with people, but what we can't avoid is walking away from the call that God has called us to do, because, see, God didn't do the hurt. He's the one that does the healing. So that's all I want to bring. Thank you.
Okay, very good. Very good, woman of God. Amen. Amen. God, and I can understand more and more, Jesus called the Holy Spirit the Comforter. Not only that, but he gave us the model prayer. Amen. When you're working with people, amen, you're rubbing shoulders with everybody all through the day. All right, 561, area code 3664. 561.
Yes, Bishop. I just want to share with your listening audience. I've experienced the church hurt, but my prayer was to the Father, one-on-one, was, Lord, I don't ever want to lose my zeal for you. And what the sister said was very profound. And, it, you know, that's life. Life happens. We just have to renew our mind in the Word of God, because that's what it tells us to do, and think on His Word. And we have to pray. That's what we're not doing. We're not praying. You know, the Muslims pray three times a day. You know, how many times does Christians pray? Just on Sundays? No, this should be a continuous thing. And, you know, just renewing your mind. Yes, I've been hurt, and I'm not ashamed of it, because God strengthens me. And, you know, the walk with Him is just, that's joy. That's true joy. And I'm just speaking from my heart, because I know what it's like to have church hurt. But you can't let that detour you, because, number one, like she said, you're dealing with humans, and they get in their flesh. And sometimes we just have to shut our mouth and get in that closet and pray and study the Word. People don't want to be responsible for their part, which is studying. And that's the problem. That's the problem. That's the root of the problem. But we have to make sure that we spend time with the Word and question the Word. Give you a little hermeneutics there, you know, and ask God. Talk to Him like you're talking to your family members. You know, just have a conversation. That's what's important. Thank
you. Amen. Amen. God bless you. Amen. A little theology there, 101. Amen. Judas taught us about betrayal. Amen. And people don't, I understand students. Amen. Ecclesiastes said in 12, amen, 12th chapter, amen, it said that in the 12th verse, Ecclesiastes, therefore, by these my son, be admonished, for making of books there is no end, and much study is weariness of the flesh. Amen. It's a job, but you need it. You have to work it in, work it into the system, work it in. Amen. All right. Amen. We thank God for the confession. It's good for the soul. Amen. Especially in leadership. Amen. I don't know if we can't call Moses right now and get his comments on leading people. Amen. Close as Moses walked with God. Amen. He did some things. He got upset. All right. The lines are open. We thank God. We're moving right along. We want to try to cover as many people as possible. Amen. We want to be able to help those that can, and let everyone understand as much as possible. Get knowledge, get wisdom. But all I getting, we're gonna try to get some understanding. Amen. You can get hurt. Your intentions could be one thing, and you might love something. Sometimes people get the wrong intentions. All right, back to 954. Last four digits, 4427. God bless you. 4427. 954, I think we have.
Yeah, amen. Yes, sir.
Go ahead.
That understanding, Bishop, is so true. And what believers have to understand, you got to stay in the Word. The more you stay in the Word, the more the Holy Spirit will join you in that Word. If you consistently show up and get into that Word on a consistent basis, the Holy Spirit will be there to guide you And when you get to some, get in areas where you don't have the understanding, the Holy Spirit will give you that understanding. We have to understand that what the life is a series of open book tests. And the open book is the Word of God. And we have a better than just an open book test that we take daily. We have the teacher, the instructor himself, the Holy Spirit, who stands there and will show us the answer if we just be faithful and diligent in our studying of the Word. He would not only have the book open for us, but will show you the answers in the book if you faithfully and diligently study the Word.
Amen. Amen. Yes, he is the author. Amen. And we constantly, Paul said, pray without ceasing. Amen. We begin to pray, and Lord, lead me not into temptation. Lord, help me. The Comforter, the Holy Spirit, he has, that's another subject, can be addressed. Many people got the Holy Spirit only in entertainment, but he's more than entertainment. Amen. He is the church now. He is the authority of the church right now, the Spirit of God. Amen. All right. All right. We thank God. Amen. It's a good subject. And those in the leadership today, Jesus said, in these last days, going to be many false teachers. Amen. We have to address, this is a part of the problem of church hurt, that the leadership is not trained, or is it the confession of the people working bad talk? All right, area code 305, last four digits, 4271. Area code 305, 4271. God bless you.
Bless you, Bishop.
Bless you.
You hear me?
Yes, sir, Doc. Go ahead.
Oh, okay, okay. We thank God for the program tonight. Mm-hmm. And it's quite interesting. I just thought I would listen. And then one thing then dawned on me, talking about hurt. You can go both ways with that.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
But I thought about something that I, very interesting. Jesus said, offenses must come. Isn't that something?
Okay. Mm-hmm.
He said they must come. And I think this is what we are talking in terms on somebody, something harsh or something improper, something that's non-entertainable or what have you, something that just don't hit you the right way. But Jesus said they must come. Amen. Mm-hmm. And I'm thinking that if you're going to follow Christ, you got to get ready for hurt. Mm-hmm. Amen. Mm-hmm. Sometimes trouble comes and you can't fight. It's amazing, isn't it? Mm-hmm. Sometimes you can't do nothing but take it, and it hurts you to the core of your soul. But then the benefits are so great. Seems like God just put a tattoo on you. Amen. Mm-hmm. So I'm thinking in terms of, you know, the church and its organization and the components of it, all kinds of stuff is in church, all kinds of people. You see what I'm saying? It's a conglomerate in church. And I'm telling you, all kind of spirits and stuff coming from there. But I tell you what, the yearning heart, the heart that wants to live, amen, the heart that's talking to the Savior, it's where the benefits are. And they drive all your hurt away. Seems like that's the best medicine that you can get is get hurt. That's kind of foolish. Amen.
Yes,
if you ever want to get healed, or cancer, or anything like that, anything that you know that's you can't recover from, amen, just go with that kind of attitude. I'm wounded and I'm hurt before God. Amen.
Yes,
and God will what? He'll lift every heavy burden. Now, I can only witness that because I've been so low until I just, it's like I just figured I was going to cross on over. But then I heard the voice of God. I had never heard it like this before. And he began to testify for me. Great day in the morning. He began to say, they don't understand like you understand. Now, in my personage, you see, I'm looking for an answer because of my affliction. But then I come to know that in your heart you feel like this is it. Amen. Then God steps in and the light comes on. So hurt is good. Amen. And we going to face hurt, just like you said, just like the other caller saying. But the thing it is, we don't run and hide. Amen. That's the difference. Amen. We got a Savior, and he's a good Savior, but he can fight. He fights your battle. Amen. And the Scripture teaches us you won't be ashamed. So that's what I'm thinking about. I was enjoying it so much, amen, because I'm going to tell you something. I was blessed by Brother, what's his name, a testimony. I think about it from time to time, how he had so many injuries and transplants and all that. What's his name, Brother 954447? I be encouraged by it. Sometimes I be by myself and I hear him talking. How that God transplant was at the last moment, and I be saying, Lord, look at that, look at that, amen. So sometimes when you start hurting, we the only one got somebody to talk to, got somebody can help you, amen. Take away your sorrow. I've had pain that's so bad, tears coming out of my eyes. And I said, Lord, you know what? These folk don't want to see your preacher crying. Do you know, Bishop? God healed me so fast. My arm, I still thought I was hurting, but the pain was gone. So I'm just saying, amen, these are wonderful subjects. These are subjects that we need to be talking about in this end time. Thank you, Bishop.
God bless you. Amen. I'm getting healed too along the way. You know, the word of God is for everybody. And I know when I was my first study, I was studying, and amen. I said, now they call the Holy Ghost, the Holy Spirit. And Jesus said, when the Comforter comes, Lord, have mercy. It looked like every day, the Holy Ghost can step in there and cool the fires. He can lift the pain, amen, and comfort the mind and soul. Amen. Let me get off this line. Let me open the studio. Let me let somebody else talk. All right, we're going to let you, amen, express yourself. Because it's good to confess. It's good to talk it out sometimes, to let it go. Amen. Among friends and positive, be talkful. I think we got a 754. 7506, I believe. Okay. Go right ahead.
Hi, I just want to say the two words come to me, the whole armor of God. So we must learn how to put on the armor of God.
All right, very good. We have to put on the whole armor of God, amen. You have to put on the whole, everything, amen. We're in this spiritual fight, if we like it or not. And you got to have the faith, amen. You got to have faith now. You got to put the shield up there. Whatever's going on, amen. The Lord showed me one time, amen, this person had everything, but there was no faith. They speak the word, they can use the word, and amen, they prepared themselves, they believe in the truth, but they just had no faith, amen. The shield, it's a shield, positive thinking, yes, God can, and God will. Amen. And you can look at both sides of the picture. Amen. Like Doc said, it's good for you. Amen. We might not think so. Amen. But long suffering bring experience. And Jesus won't put no more on you can't bear. Now, you never thought about that. You find these marathon runners, You run in the coach saying, "No, you got to run an extra mile." I say, "I can't make it. I can't be." Yes, you got to get an extra mile on this now because you're going to be competing. We want to make sure you're in the tip-top shape. Amen. All right, give me another caller. Please give me another caller. Amen. We thank God. We thank God. Amen. Because we need to be encouraged. Sometimes we on this journey. Amen. And people act like they don't be hurt. Yes, you can. And yes, you will. You have to end up taking those betrayal classes. God life. The life class that you walk like David walked when he was a little child. Amen. Out there fighting the bears and the lion. And he used the only thing he had. Amen. God used him early in life. Amen. God classroom. Getting you ready. Getting you ready that you have a testimony to help somebody else. Amen. We're here for others. We're not just for ourselves. Peter was right and said that, amen, you're not the only one. You're not the only one, amen, that's going through. Amen. Sometimes we need to write it out. Can't talk to somebody, just write it on paper. After you come out of that closet, oh, yeah, you get in that closet and pray. Amen. You get in that closet, your own closet, and pray. Oh, God. You get talking to God sincerely, honestly, amen, from your heart. Heaven going to shake. Amen. Heaven going to shake. Something going to happen spiritually. Amen. They go through heaven. You get that telephone call, go up there around them angels, and they say, "What happened to you? Got to give us a report." Now, you're supposed to be the guardian angel of this child down here in this closet. What's going on down there? Amen. And when it come back down through the heaven, amen, it come into your guardian angel, something going to happen. Something got to move. Some kind of spirit that was on you, confused or whatever, it's got to move. Amen. All right, we're. I think I'm looking at 954-4427. Am I looking at that again?
Yes.
All right.
Yes, yes.
Go right ahead.
Yes, I was thinking about this thing. You know, when Jesus ascended into the heaven, he said that he can send a comforter to us. And
yes,
the Holy Spirit came to be our comforter. Now you heard it through the Word of God that the Holy Spirit will bring all things into remembrance. But I caution anyone to say now, the Holy Spirit is only responsible to bring all the Word of God into remembrance. So now, that worldly knowledge and stuff, he's not responsible for that. But whatever
right.
you study, when you study the Word of God, he is faithful that if you study, now, the Holy Spirit, when it comes to bringing things into remembrance, is just like a bank. If you haven't deposited anything in the bank, you don't look to draw anything out of it, you know. So it's the same thing with the Holy Spirit. If you haven't studied the Word of God, and deposited it in your spirit, then when times come that you need an answer, there's nothing for you to draw out of the Holy Spirit to draw out of you and bring it to remembrance simply because you haven't studied it in the Word to put in it. I'm going to tell you, when I was in ICU and the Lord came in, the second time he came in the ICU to visit me, he stood over me, and I asked him, I said, and I didn't know at the time that I was saying it, but I asked him, why did he choose me? I was thinking earlier in the testimony we were talking about, the woman talking about she was chosen, I asked the Lord, why did he choose me? And he said to me, "My son, I can trust you to give me the glory." Now, that was the most powerful thing I ever heard, but that's what the Lord spoke to me. And I'm just saying that the Holy Spirit will bring into remembrance the Word of God and only the Word of God. All the other earthly knowledge you have, he's not responsible for that.
Mm-hmm. All right, very good point. Very good point, because in the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. Amen. In the Gospel of St. John, the 15th chapter, amen. He said, you know, he told me with right around by the 6th, 7th verse of 15th chapter of the Gospel of John. Amen. If you abide in me and my word abide in you, you can ask what you will. Amen. I think we're now at area code 561. Is that 35118? God bless you.
Good evening, Bishop. Hello, everyone. Listen, this is so good because we know it's so relevant for the time. But when we wrap our minds around the fact that we go to church looking for a Savior, it's about Jesus. He's the only one with a PhD, prayer, healing, and deliverance. You get delivered from what you've been going through, then you get delivered from people. Church is about Jesus. We get our feelings hurt. The lady said so greatly, we go to work because we need money. You get hurt at work, but you keep on going. So when you get hurt at church, you need Jesus. And you're not going to get Jesus if you don't stay in the Word of God. He is all. Everything is from God. We are in God, and we do things through God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. Amen. God bless you, woman of God. Amen. Amen. I know I've been in some jobs. I said, well, and every now and then it had to be the Lord telling me, well, you better watch your retirement. Think about the retirement. Think about the bills. Amen. The same thing when you hear a gospel message, the complete gospel message, I believe. Amen. We got to preach the whole continents of God, salvation, healing, the life everlasting. Amen. The power of God. Amen. To stand there, hear the word. Amen. You can shake it off and rebuke the devil. Amen. Put on the whole armor. Amen. Choose life. Amen. All right. All right. Let me slow down here. We're going to get another caller. Amen. We're about getting close to prayer time, but we can take two more callers because after a while we would like to let's say to all of our listeners, those of you that just came in the system, those that, amen, that's dealing with this situation, I believe all leaders go through problems, situations. You have to be called of God to stand over people you've never seen before, all different background, education, religion. Amen. You got to stay to the word of God and preach God's word. Amen. You cannot deviate to tell what you want. You can hurt people by saying what you think. Amen. All right, we're at every code. Okay, okay. All right. It could be a lot of untrained people that's in the ministry. Jesus said it'd be a load of them, a multitude of speakers, multitude of teachers. Amen. But we stay there under the word of God. God make want you in that ministry. Amen. It's steadfast and pray. Pray for the leadership. Pray for those despitefully use you and talk against you. Amen. Amen. The Holy Spirit. Amen. And ask him about it. Same way you ask him to stay on your job. Same way you ask him for healing for your home. Amen. Ask the Lord to heal the church. Amen. New believers come in. People come in from all walks of life. Amen. And you need a prayer warrior. Amen. All right. All right. All right. We need one more. We can take one more caller. Amen. They're doing the testimony or remarks because we always like to have prayer. We always like to have prayer. Amen. We thank God. Amen. You can go in your prayer closet. You can pray and talk to the Lord. Amen. About your hurt and your pain. For those that are out there, amen, been hurt, God, Isaiah 61, amen. God, he loves to exchange. God does not take the way to paint the pain and the hurt. He'll mend up. Amen. He'll replace. Amen. Broken hearts, give you a spirit of joy. Amen. God, he's a wonderful, one of the greatest businessmen in the world. He don't take nothing from you. Amen. He always mending and healing and binding up because, he, you know, this devil, he will not get the victory. He will not get the victory. Them angels done kicked him out. They evicted him down here. And he's trying to inflict pain and different things. But God, through the Jesus Christ, he love us. He got us. Okay, we need three prayers. If we can get three short prayers, let's press one on your phone. Amen. Those that would like to pray for the masses of people that are listening. Amen. Going through this pain. And you didn't just come to this broadcast by accident. Amen. We believe the Holy Spirit drawed you here. Amen. You can press one on your phone, and we'll go right into prayer. All right? All right, where we are in the broadcast now, we have a prayer. All right, 4169954, 4169. Go right ahead.
Praise God. Father, we thank you tonight. We bless you, Father God, for the word that has come forth. Father God, you sent your word to heal us and to save us from destruction. Father God, we thank you that we learned tonight to lean and depend on you. Father God, your promises are yea and amen to us that believe. And Father, I pray for everyone that has been hurt, Father, and broken in their spirit, Father, serving you to the best of their ability, oh God. But I pray, Father, for that growth. I pray, Father God, that they look up and see, Father God, in the midst of the storm, in the midst of the difficulty, you're promoting
yes,
them, Father God. You're bringing them from a place, Father God, where the immaturity is, but to a place of being matured in the kingdom of God. I pray, Father God, that the spirit of healing with, oh God, touch the heart of your people so we won't be stagnated, but that we be rejuvenated and we be busy about your business. We bless you tonight, Father God, to cover your people, cover the mind. Father, let the mind be renewed by the word of God.
Yes,
let the heart be tenderized, because let the seed will grow and we'll have a fruit that remain. That fruit is love. I ask it all in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. All right, we're going to have another quick prayer. Amen. One more. Amen. 954, area code 305-4271. Yes, sir.
Father, in Jesus' name, we thank you so much for your great love you have for us. Oh, God, bless us all tonight that are listening and those that have spoken. Oh, God, we pray that you give us the same heart, the same mind. And when one hurt, we all would hurt. Give us that spirit that we discern each other's care. Pray the best bishop in his efforts, oh God, to see that all of his needs are taken care of. Thank you, Lord, for your promise that you have given us. And we glory tonight. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen.
Amen. Amen. Do we have a short word from anyone? Do we have a short word? Amen. My heart is overjoyed. God bless you. God bless you. Go right ahead. Amen. 4427954.
Father God, I pray for the assembly on this call tonight that we all would be blessed, Father God, that we would increase our study of your word, that, Father God, that the Holy Spirit could give us understanding, that our faith would increase, Father God, because of the study of your word. I pray for each and every one on this call tonight that they be enlightened and strengthened, Father God, through the testimonies and the message that was given tonight. Bless us, Father God, that we can return on this call. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. God bless you all. We pray that, amen, you gird up your loins. Amen. Get up and wash your face. Amen. And take a quick shower. And, amen. Lay your clothes out. Amen. Tomorrow, today is back gone. Amen. Day is back gone. When it go, it's going to stay gone. It's going to be in history. Amen. Tomorrow, amen, is a new day. It's a new day. Choose, amen, choose to go forward with Christ. And he will. He will take you forward. He's faithful. He's faithful. And many of you know, amen, he is faithful to take you forward. Amen. God bless you. We love you. Pray for one another. Prayer, Paul say, pray without ceasing. Amen. If you don't feel like nothing, let's mumble a little prayer. Amen. And build up the inner man in you. He that is in you is greater than he that is in the world. Amen. What you're going through, don't nobody pay you for what you're going through. Old prophet told me that many years ago. I didn't understand it. Amen. What you're going through is worth more than money. And you'll be thankful for going through it because he will take you through. Heaven is yours. Believe it. God bless you.